USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate has advanced a budget deal past the chamber's 60-vote threshold, paving the way for final passage and President Trump's signature. The package increases spending by $320 billion over 2 years and lifts the debt ceiling into 2021. The bill did have some support from Republicans, but not Republican Senator Rick Scott. He explains why to Fox News.
Our kids and our grandkids are going to have to pay for it. Sometimes we have to stop saying, oh, you know, both Republicans and Democrats, they can get everything they want, and we're going to have to start making some tough choices. It'll be hard. I had to do it in Florida. I had to go through line by line through the budget, and nobody likes that.
A video of Maryland Democratic Representative Elijah Cummings describing Baltimore as drug-infested is resurfacing. President Trump retweeted the video of Cummings from a House hearing on the narcotics threat from Colombia back in August of 1999. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A gas pipeline explosion rocks Kentucky. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A tiny Kentucky town about 2 hours southeast of Louisville rocked early today by a natural gas pipeline explosion. Here's the governor, Matt Bevin.
We had one person killed, five people injured. The fire's out. It's under control.
There are still 5 to 10 people that are unaccounted for. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar has announced a plan by the Trump administration to allow the importation of drugs from other countries.
With developments in the supply chain of how drugs are distributed both in the U.S. and abroad and the consolidation of these big wholesalers and pharmacies around the world, there are pathways to do this safely.
Azar also says the president delivered the first decrease in drug prices in 46 years and brought $26 billion of savings to Americans by approving historic levels of generic drugs. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
It's estimated we make about 35,000 decisions daily, from what to eat to how to spend money to what to wear. Researchers say there's two types of decision makers: assessment decision makers, who do extensive research, and locomotive decision makers, who make choices quickly based on available information. Sue Varma is a psychologist, and she joined CBS this morning and talks about ways you can make decisions a little bit quicker.
We are living in a society where we're inundated with choice. Right now, the American Constitution is based on freedom, and we very much value that, of feeling empowered. However, we don't realize that more choices actually limit our freedom because we're spending so much time perseverating and deliberating. And we find that companies actually, when they limit the number of choices, people actually buy more products. So that you don't become a victim to decision fatigue, which is a big problem for choice overload. You want to narrow it down. And this is especially true for people who are maximizers. But in general, even the people who are the assessment styles might get a little freaked out if it's an important decision. Yeah. So I would say limit it to 3 decisions. Look, it's okay to have a wide variety of things to choose from, but then limit it down to 3. And then I would say ask 3 people, not more than that. Maximizers always love to get people's opinions. Pick 3 people who are relevant to the situation, who have experience. Then I would say give yourself a deadline. Don't spend too much time on it. And once you make a decision, move on.
And finally, the first NFL preseason game kicks off tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. The Atlanta Falcons will play against the Denver Broncos in the Hall of Fame game. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.